Radio 4, it's just after 11 o'clock, and now a new thriller from the pen of one of Britain's best-selling novelists.
Name? Matt Shaw. Occupation? Pilot. Sixth job in as many years. Week 1, day 4, third flight for Derrydown Air Services. The machine? A brand new Cherokee 6300. Immaculate white fuselage, spotless pale blue upholstery. A nice little aeroplane. While it lasted.
Rat Race by Dick Francis. Dramatized in four parts by Martin Reed. And starring Howell Bennett as Matt Shaw. Part One.
Any complaints, Mr. Harley?
So far, so good. But flying businessmen to Amsterdam is only bread and butter. The racing fraternity is the goose.
And Colin Ross, the golden egg.
Shouldn't you be up in the control tower?
I'm waiting for Blériot here to take off. You do know who Colin Ross is, Mr. Shaw?
I believe he rides horses, Miss Harley.
Rides horses? That's like saying Einstein could add up. He's the flat race champion jockey. He's Derrydown's best customer, and we don't want to give him any excuse to take his account elsewhere.
Like polyplanes, Uncle.
Especially like polyplanes. Are you quite clear how to get to Newbury?
Your previous pilot briefed me.
That Cherokee is the pride of my fleet. I don't want to see a scratch on it when you get back.
Nice to be working for you, Mr. Harley.
You're still on trial, Shaw. Don't forget that.
Do you enjoy antagonizing people?
No, but in my time I have flown in and out of a few civil wars in Africa.
Want some coffee?
From that machine? No, thanks.
We didn't force you to join us. Derrydown is a small family business. Uncle and me. Of course he worries. Come on, unfreeze. My name's Honey.
Sorry, I don't have a sweet tooth. Your problem is, Shaw, you don't look for trouble. It finds you. Not this time. This time I was going to keep my eyes open and my mouth shut. That was the theory, at any rate. The theory began to break down the moment I walked into the bar at Newbury Racecourse. You could have cut the atmosphere with a knife.
The Duke will want to see his damned horse win sometime.
Do we lay the horse or not?
It costs a lot more to pull a favourite like Rudiments.
Not a penny more than last time, Beast.
I walked to the middle of the bar and spoke to the air.
Major Tideman?
I'm Tideman. What do you want?
Ah, your aeroplane is here, Major.
Well, where's Larry?
Tall, wiry man. 70. Military bearing. Tense. Very tense.
Larry's left, sir. I'm Matt Shaw. I'm flying you.
You're early. Time for another. Something for you?
No alcohol for 8 hours before a flight, isn't that the rule?
More or less, ma'am. 50 and greying. Still a handsome woman. Mild brown eyes and a gentle mouth that didn't fool me.
8 hours? Good God.
Heavy man with purple veins and a nose that must have shone in the dark.
I hope you know the way. Last time I flew, the pilot got lost.
Be no bad thing if we did get lost.
The jockey. Kenny Baste. Reddish hair, moist skin. Few weight problems. No dehydration.
Colin Ross will be joining us at the plane.
I'll stow my gear, mate. Get some fresh air.
The baggage door's locked. I'll come with you.
Word of warning, Baste.
Yeah?
If you go on antagonizing Major Tideman, you'll be looking for another job.
Jeez. It's too damned easy to blame the man on the horse.
They always blame the pilot. Who are the rest of our cargo?
She's Annie Villers, trainer. And a damn good one, or I wouldn't stay with her. Sweet as milk to the owners, of course.
And the other gentleman?
Gentleman? Ah! That is Mr. Eric Goldenberg.
A Ford pickup bumped across the grass. The most eligible bachelor in Britain walked briskly towards the plane.
Sorry, pilot. Bit late, I'm afraid. Gonna have to bend the throttle.
Doing my best, Mr. Ross.
He carried his success as easily as I did my mediocrity. Different worlds. I didn't know then the two would meet head on.
Hey, Doc, ladies and gentlemen.
I watch my introduction to racing walk across to the stands. A squeaky clean champion and some less than honest toilers. A twin-engined Aztec landed nearby.
Hello. Come far. Polyplanes, eh?
That's what the big letters on the side say. Where's Laurie Gage?
He's left. I'm Derry Down's new pilot. Just flown Colin Ross.
Are you nicked from us?
Yes. Well, I've enjoyed the chat. You shouldn't smoke near a parked aircraft, should we?
Get lost.
Climbed back in and tidied up the plane. The Major had left his newspaper, The Sporting Life. Glanced at its meaningless headlines, sorted my flight plans, stretched out, and closed my eyes. Flying is mainly boredom, squabbling passengers and belligerent competitors. Dozed for an hour.
Hey, you, Mr. Pilot. I want to talk to you.
Slim, dark-haired. Blue dress. The afternoon improved.
Hello.
You lousy, bloody skunk.
Me?
You cheating the... Oh, wrong man. Sorry, I thought you were...
Don't tell me. Larry Gage. He's gone off to Turkey. 3-year contract.
3 years? Oh, hell. This is a Cherokee 6300, isn't it?
Yes, you plane spotter?
Pilot, actually. Got my license flying Cessnas. 3 weeks ago, I left my handbag on his plane, had 300 quid in it, and now the rat's gone off to Turkey.
That's a lot of money to carry around.
Oh, Colin got a big present in cash from a couple of grateful owners, and he lent it me for my instrument lessons.
Colin, is Colin Ross your husband?
No, my brother.
How many flying hours have you done?
Oh, about 95.
Experienced beginner, eh?
Don't be so patronising. My name's Nancy.
Matt Shaw.
Come on, let's go to the races.
Oh, not my scene.
Suit yourself. Bye, then.
Hey, hang on.
Changed your mind?
Well, the jockey I flew up here is riding a horse called Rudiments. That's polite to show an interest.
Come on. I'll smuggle you into the owners and trainers stand. Come on, Colin, come on, you can do it!
Which one's Colin?
Cerise with the silver band. Oh, beaten by a short head. So close.
A lot of people tearing up tickets. I take it your brother's not too popular.
There are idiots who'll bet on anything he rides. It's all a joke to you, isn't it? But you are actually watching a vast export industry marketing its wares. You'll get involved.
I never get involved.
You will. Racing will crack that shell and make you feel something for a change.
Well, you always talk like this to strangers.
No, I don't.
Shaw. I say, Shaw.
Major Tideman.
Oh, I've been looking for you, Shaw. A damn silly thing. Left my sporting light in the plane. Made some notes on it.
Yeah, well, I'll fetch it for you, sir.
Oh, no, wouldn't dream of it. Walk would do me good.
Well, you'll need the keys here, and you will lock up after, won't you, sir?
Of course. Tip for you. Miss Ross's brother. Dead cert for the last. If you had the cash, that is.
What do you make of our Major?
A very tense man. Nancy, what does it mean to lay a horse?
Why the interest?
Well, perhaps I am getting involved.
It means to stand a bet. Say the bookies are offering 4-1 on the horse, but you don't think it'll win. You offer your friends 5-1. Better odds. And no betting tax. Private wager, see?
But if it does win, you pay out.
Damn right you do. You don't want your face rearranged in the car park.
Should have listened to the little voice. Never get involved. Never did listen.
And what are you doing here, Mr. Shaw? Are you an owner or a trainer?
Miss Villers,
I sweet-talked the gate man, Annie.
And how is Midge, Nancy? Such a cruel illness.
Oh, she's getting on splendidly. Midge is my sister, Matt.
The key is sure. I looked up.
Oh, thank you, Major.
Rudiments is out today, isn't he, Annie?
Yep, the 3:30. He's the favourite.
The Duke of Wessex will be pleased with the win.
Well, most owners are, dear.
You might risk a flutter, sure.
I would, Major, but favourites sometimes unaccountably let you down.
Time's getting on, Rupert. I want to talk to the head lad.
Yes, and I want to talk to Bates.
You've got a suspicious mind.
That's why I'm not a dead pilot.
Let's go to Tattersall's. Have some iced coffee.
You don't have to, you know.
If it makes you feel better, I need a bodyguard.
Your iced coffee.
Thanks.
So, when do I start?
Hmm? Oh, bodyguarding? Well, hopefully not at all, but I doubt it. It's an old friend who turns up at Haydock if he thinks I'm here. Are you married?
Divorced. Your sister. I gather she hasn't been well.
Midge? Not very, no. She's got leukemia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as we are. She's my identical twin. Mm. Oh, that reminds me. I've got a present for her in my bag. Would you give it to Colin to take? I'm going to my aunt's in Liverpool tonight.
Sure.
Nancy! Hi, Nancy Webby!
Matt, your duties start now.
What? You mean that? I thought hippies were extinct.
Nancy Webby, let me get a hold of you. Oh, out of the way, man. Oh, Nancy.
Okay, Geronimo, off.
Nancy, who is this schmuck?
It's okay, he's quite harmless, Matt. I want you to meet Chanter, embalmed since 1968.
Mm-mm, not embalmed, Nancy. Living, vibrant, energized.
Oh, dear, didn't your mother want the tablecloth?
You are beginning to bug me, man.
Which museum have you escaped from, man?
Okay, boys. I was a student at Liverpool Art College, Matt. I used to sit at the feet of the guru here.
Mm.
He's never got over it.
Teacher, eh?
Well, actually, he paints horses. Stuff's good.
Sell any of it?
Oh, look, Droth Blow, will you, huh? I got some unfinished busyness with the lady here.
Chanter!
I didn't seem to be doing much good as a bodyguard.
Well, I'd better get back to the plane, Miss Ross. Thanks for showing me round.
No, Matt, please.
Oh, all right, clear away there. I see Giants is back in town.
There was a mini explosion at the door, and a big man on crutches made one of the least subtle entrances I'd ever seen.
Come on, folks, let the cripple through. Poor old AC's trying to hobble to the bar.
Oh, who the hell is that jerk?
Excuse me, lady. Fella.
Ah.
If it is a fella. Like a frog.
How'd you like a plaster cast on the other leg, punk?
Oh, sorry.
Ow!
Lost me balance. I ain't got the hang of these things yet. Fella, would you mind?
I bent down and retrieved the crutch, stood up and handed it to him. Our eyes met, and the hackles gave way to a sixth sense on red alert.
Thanks, sport. Thanks.
My pleasure. The eyes, an unnatural blue, pink, round the rims, looked like a large, cheerful ghost.
Sorry I grabbed your girl, mate. Still, any excuse, eh?
You are remarkably happy for someone who's broken his leg.
Ankle? If it had been my leg, I'd have got even more. Best bet I ever made. Paid the insurance premium last week, a lousy 50 quid. 2 days later, I fall downstairs and they cough up 2,000. Now, that ain't whistling, eh?
A very sensible investment.
Too right. And if you go racing, you want to think about it. Right, got my bearings again. Come on, fellas, man dying of thirst here. Drinks on AC, right?
Who is going to give that Aussie schmo 2 grand for breaking his ankle?
Yes, that is some accent.
I've heard of some new insurance scheme for racecars. It could be that.
Insurance is immoral.
Drive a car, do you?
Mm-mm. Biker, me, got a Honda Goldwing.
Have you, Chanter? Great.
Say, if it isn't Eric. Eric Goldenberg, my old sport.
Oh, H.C. Jones, how are you?
Trust one of my passengers to have friends like that.
Come and have a drink here, girlfriend. I'm quids in.
Good to see you, sir. So what have you done to your poor old lady?
I was just telling these good people here. So I sent up my premium.
The creep sounds more like a salesman than a punter.
I glanced up at the man. Chanter, I thought. That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say.
What are you smiling about?
Ever watch a 3-card trick, gang? There's always a stooge to encourage the mugs.
The 3:30, Matt. Kenny's horse. You wanted to watch.
Come on, fellas, take my tip. Put your shirts on my old friend Eric's name.
Oh, inside information, eh? Come on, let's go and watch on the rails.
Yeah, that's where I like to be. Down there with the people.
You can't see the whole race from here, but when they come by to the post, woo!
You still get excited then.
Well, anyone with half a soul gets excited. See, I'm not for the stubs and money. When I paint a horse, I paint a machine. Pistons thumping away, sweat like glistening oil. A relentless, pumping surge, you know?
It's called sexual frustration, old son.
They start round the bend on the far side. Here, use my binoculars. It's quite impressive when they shoot out of the stalls. They're off!
It was impressive. 14 horses leapt out of the stalls and accelerated from standing to 30 miles an hour in times that would leave a Porsche gasping.
The beauty, the power!
Look out for Colin. He's wearing yellow with blue dots. Easy to spot.
And Kenny?
Olive green with brown crossbelts.
Not so easy to spot.
The cheering was deafening. Under it grew a different sound, like distant thunder. The animals flew towards us. The thunder got louder. Suddenly they were on us.
Come on, Colin, go! Hold on!
Flashed by, 20 feet away. Plunging hooves, panting animals, rainbow colours, flailing whips. It was the first time I really knew what horsepower meant.
He did it! He did it! Kenny couldn't find an opening!
If he was looking for one.
Ah, positively orgasmic!
Rudiments finished third. Pinned in by fair weather in front and Sir John alongside. I couldn't begin to tell if Kenny had done it on purpose.
Want to stay here for the next?
Oh, love to, Nancy, but I've got 30 student Rembrandts waiting for me to pat their ego.
I didn't actually mean you.
Hey, feel that wind blowing up. Can do 120 on the bike, Nancy.
Never give up, do you?
Come on over to Liverpool tonight. Bottle of wine, smoke, we could...
Look at your etchings. Who knows what I wouldn't do for a ride on a Goldwing.
Bye, Mr. Chanter.
You, man. You keep your impure thoughts off this little lady. Bell me, Nancy. See you tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Well, why do you come to Haydock if he bothers you that much?
Because I'm not letting him damn well frighten me off. Besides, whatever you think of him, at least Chanter's soul is unfrozen.
Ouch.
Oh, and he's right about the wind.
Q-nims forming at about... Base 3005.
I'm not allowed to fly through cloud yet.
There are air pockets in those beauties which can make even a 747 jump about like a yo-yo.
Rather you than me.
Ever fly your brother?
I will, next time he comes to Haydock, if he's plucked up the courage. Enjoyed the afternoon?
Great, thanks. Oh, by the way, where's Rudiman's owner?
Bobby Wessex. Oh, he doesn't always come. He's got a great estate near Cambridge. He's as straight as they come, obscenely rich and frightfully dim. Oh, I nearly forgot my present for Midge. Here.
Pretty paper. What's in the box?
That's a secret between sisters. Well, better be going.
Have a nice evening in Liverpool.
Yes, my aunt's a nice person.
And your sister? Well, a lot of people recover.
Steady, Mr. Iceberg. You're showing signs of caring about something. Bye.
I trotted across the grass to the play. Halfway there, I met Kenny Baste coming back.
You can tell Miss Annie effing Villers I'm hitching a lift home.
What's up? You were placed, weren't you?
Today, I was supposed to win. As if I had the slightest choice with Colin effing Ross riding a blinder. I've been to fetch my raincoat.
Raincoat? The aircraft's locked.
No, it isn't. I didn't walk through the effing fuselage. And tell Villa she can look for another jockey, too.
I ran to the Cherokee. Kenny was right. Pilot, passenger, baggage door, all unlocked. Why the hell did Tideman open three doors to find a newspaper?
Leave our aircraft unlocked and unattended, did we? Tut, tut.
I don't need a lecture from you. Did you see anyone, apart from an elderly man and the jockey?
I'm not a car park attendant. Seems Derry Down's desperate for anyone these days.
Up yours, mate.
He was right, though. This could be the shortest job I ever had. Check the interior. Nothing disturbed. On the outside, there were no nuts loose, no rivets missing.
Is there a problem, Mr. Shaw?
Standard check, Miss Villers. Oh, Kenny Baste is finding his own way back to Newmarket.
Very sensible of him.
Wouldn't be surprised if that bastard jockey has been double-crossing us and collecting from some bookie. Quiet, Eric.
Major, you told me you locked up after you fetched your paper.
Of course I damn well did.
Well, sorry, sir, but when I got back, all three doors were open. Tideman's eyes narrowed. His fingers drummed slowly on his binoculars case.
Sure. I opened one door, the passenger door, retrieved my sporting life and locked up again. You're new to Derrydown. I've known Harley a long time. All right?
Yes, Major.
Probably left him open himself. Probably did.
If the Major was a liar, he was a damn good one. And if he wasn't lying, who the hell unlocked the plane? And why?
Hello, Mr. Ross. How did the last race go?
Another winner. Not a bad afternoon.
Oh, Miss Ross gave me a parcel for her sister. It's on your seat.
Oh, thanks. Get us home quick. We've got a good long soak.
We're all strapped in. Can we go?
My pleasure, sir. Manchester approach. This is Gulf Romeo Lima. Request forecast weather report, Cambridge.
Manchester approach to Gulf Romeo Lima. Forecast. Cloud base 1500 and lowering. Tops 3000. Slight rain.
Roger. Miss Villers, gentlemen, I'm afraid this may be rather a bumpy ride.
We've done this before,
you know. Just keep driving, Shaw.
Dyspeptic boss, surly passengers, and a mad hippie who was probably now curled up with Nancy. I pulled the stick back sharp.
What the hell?
I know the weather's bad, but for God's sake!
Take it easy, Matt.
Apologies, everyone. Air pocket.
It wasn't an air pocket. Something much worse. Pilot error. Or was it? Everyone knows the skin-prickling feeling when the normal suddenly goes wrong. Fear, it's called. It wasn't the state of the weather which set the alarm bells ringing. There was something wrong with the aeroplane. The instruments were okay, the engine was running sweetly. Something. Eased the stick forward gently, the nose dropped, but I had trouble pulling it back up. Too slow. Something wrong with the flying controls. I wasn't going to risk the 80 nautical miles to Cambridge with a millionaire jockey on board. I took a deep breath.
I'm terribly sorry, everyone, but there will be a short delay in our journey.
What the hell for?
But late as it is.
Your horse coughs, Annie. Don't race it.
Tideman just sat staring at me, his face livid.
I'm putting down at East Midlands Airport for a while to get a quick precautionary check done on the aircraft. Gulf Romeo Lima to East Midlands Tower.
East Midlands Tower, Gulf Romeo Lima. Pass your message.
Landing instructions requested. Be with you 15 minutes. Precautionary check by an engineer.
Roger. State problem.
Minor mechanical.
I see. Passengers aboard?
Yes.
Roger. Clearing main runway. Stand by.
Mentally crossed myself and pushed the plane down through the clouds. We hit hail. It was like trying to hold a bucking bronco.
Hold tight, everyone.
Good God!
Is this your idea of a joke, Shaw?
Reminds me why I never became a jump jockey.
We broke through the cloud. Slowly, slowly, the nose came up. It was the hinged part of the tailplane, the elevators. Shouldn't have been any friction. Friction was what I could feel. Something rolling round loose on the floor, jamming the wires, but what? The runway was lit up by a beacon in the early evening gloom. At the far end, flashing blue and red lights.
They've got the band out, Matt.
Gulf Romeo Lima, we have you in visual. Emergency standby. Evacuate plane as quickly as possible.
The Cherokee glided down perfectly over the wet runway. She touched down like an angel. I'd made a fool of myself. Held up operations on a major airport, put the passengers through unnecessary stress, and incurred considerable expense on Derrydown.
The next time I saw Harley would be to pick up my cards.
Well, here we are. No bones broken.
Might as well go by road. No point in paying for speed if you don't get it.
What are we standing around for? I need a large drink.
Tideman glared at me, his fingers beating out their familiar tattoo.
A lot of damn fuss.
I've got to go to the office. I'll pick you up in the bar when the check's done.
Fine. Come on, Annie. Let's get out of the rain.
No wonder Polly planes do so much business.
The Major stood looking at the plane on the runway for a moment, then turned his gaze on me.
Poor show. Damn poor show.
I thought about the unlocked doors. Didn't trust myself to say anything. Turned on my heel and strode towards the glass doors of the terminal. I'd gone about 10 yards. Then, for no reason, I stopped and froze. Listened to the silence. Then suddenly, a crack, like a great branch snapping. I spun round. Where, a minute ago, there had stood a smart blue and white Cherokee, there was now an exploding ball of fire.
Part one of Rat Race by Dick Francis starred Howell Bennett as Matt Shaw. Rat Race is a BBC World Service drama production directed by David Hitchinson.
And you can hear part two at the same time next week.